monsters, and demons. Many questions are asked, but few are answered. But when a group of heroes rises up to answer the call of adventure, they will find themselves asking and answering the same question again and again. Are we dead yet?
Everybody take level 3. Gouda, you are resting for a few short hours, and suddenly you are awakened by a mere presence. And when you open your eyes, you immediately catch the attention of a familiar face resting in your window.
Oh, hello, Master.
It continues to just kind of fidget its hands. There's a few squeaks, and then it scurries down the building.
I'm sorry. I was in jail. I couldn't feed you.
A few seconds go by, and it pops back up.
Oh.
And then it descends down the building again.
Oh. I'm going to walk over my window, look down.
You see the squirrel has climbed down to the ground and is now beckoning up to you and making motions before moving on to
How high up am I?
15 feet.
Okay, I'm going to jump out the window.
Perfect. Okay, you jump to the ground.
Yep.
And you wander into the clearing behind the inn, and you find your master beneath a tree.
I'm going to approach him.
Okay. And he comes and sits.
And I'm going to sit with him.
Perfect. And as you sit with your master here, you feel a sense of calm as you fall into a very deep meditation, and you have visions of your potential future, of you dreams even of learning this punch, and you are you find yourself with a new found like the power inside you has just grown, and you meditate through the rest of the morning, and when you come to, you see that your master is gone.
Oh.
And everyone else starts to wake up, and so everybody is waking up at the crack of dawn. And you're all making your way down to the boat, right?
That's what I'm doing.
Making our way downtown.
Probably at some point, yeah, we all probably like
we all
talked
go together
last night and figured out what was going on. So I'll be joining them and maybe I'll have to convince.
Oh, no! Zinfer is going to reluctantly and forlornly follow.
Oh, Zinfer, actually, I have a great idea. Here, and can I find like somewhere to get a coffee?
You can go to the bartender.
Okay.
Do they have pumpkin spice?
It is pumpkin spice season right now. I'm pretty sure it's coming out.
Could I get two of your strongest coffees?
Serves them up in silence. Takes your gold silver piece.
Sure. And I'm just going to hand it to Zinfer. I'm going to be like, drink this. You'll feel great. And when we get on the boat, just close your eyes and imagine that you are in your forest. And that all is well.
I'm pretty sure coffee's supposed to make your stomach more upset.
Are you giving me both coffees or just one?
One coffee. One I'm coffee. Having the other coffee.
So I accept the tiny thimble size compared to my body coffee and look at it quizzically and take one tiny sip, which is the whole thing.
So we're having coffee before
we just
get on
bought
the boat.
Him a coffee.
Yep.
You guys make your way down to the docks, load up on the ship. A few extra crew are joining you for this quick voyage. And he gives you all each positions, manning different parts of the ship. And you guys sail off. It's not a couple hours. The sun has finally come up. Actually, Zinfer, I need a wisdom saving throw.
Good thing I'm a wise boy. That's 10 with my modifier.
Okay. You are currently on the deck helping do your job. You're manning one of the sails here. But you are currently fighting the urge to just scurry below deck and hide in a corner. And as you guys come up around a last bend here, you see familiar territory, as a bit of wreckage is still left in the water ahead of you, and a familiar cavern is off to the right.
And I'm going to call out, oh, it's that way.
I got it. And he steers the ship as close as he can to the wreckage there.
I'm going to begin carefully looking around.
Okay.
To see if I can't see my rod just floating in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Nine.
Man, you guys left a mess.
Duh.
Oh. Sounds about right.
Oh. Can I also look around for it?
You want to also make a check?
Yeah.
I'll let you make a check also.
Sure. Because I can also, like, if it's high up in the air still, I can float you over to it, so.
Jamie's going to be getting a tan on the boat.
Five. You know what? I'm too distracted by my coffee. I'm just sitting there on the boat.
You're freaking hyper as shit.
It's been, you were feeling withdrawals, man, because it's been days since you had your fix.
Yeah.
So you're just invested in your coffee and doing your gig. I'll let you guys make one more check. What the fucking shit,
Perception.
Dude?
What'd you get?
So that's a total six?
The rod's lost. The rod's just lost.
We're just going to stay here for like a couple days.
He permits you guys to continue searching the wreckage for the next hour or so.
Okay.
But you find no trace of your rod.
I was thinking detect magic, but it's only a 30-foot range, so...
If you're floating right above the wreckage, you would actually be able to find it.
Float.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, after like an hour of us like searching and not being able to find it, I'm just going to like sit my empty cup down and just be like, okay, I've had my fix. Let's try this. And I will cast Mingle with the Wind and levitate myself up so that I can get a clearer view of where
like we're parked right next to the rod.
The rod might be.
Seeing right here, I'm going to start like awkwardly like, oh, it's about this long?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And it's silver? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The captain sees your antics and tells you to hurry up because they need to start heading back.
Will do, Captain.
And you float up into the air over the wreckage?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't find the rod. But as you are combing the wreckage from above, something kind of catches your attention. It looks like there is pieces from more than one boat here.
Hey, there's another boat wreckage here.
Oh?
Is it the dinghy?
I only remember us burning one.
Well, there was the dinghy. But that's... This wreckage is too small for that.
It's another large ship, similar in size to the ones you guys sank. I'm just gonna give this to you. Note that this bit of wreckage isn't burned.
Yeah. So you know, our boat was on fire, and it burned. This boat, no fire, no fire damage at all. So, I think someone else was here, and they may have taken your rod.
How did they figure out how to use it?
Hold on. How deep do we think the water is right here? Like, several hundred feet? How much rope do we have? I have 50.
I have 100. None.
Oh, you have none.
Yeah. I have 50.
50.
For rope?
Yeah.
50.
So we got 200 feet of rope, and I have a grappling hook. I can just jump down and see how far I get.
Well, for what?
To try and figure out what the wreckage of this boat is.
This new mysterious
Couldn't
boat.
Couldn't you just swim underneath it?
I mean, I would have to walk a very long way to get back to shore.
That is weird, though. There's a...
Well,
why is
remember
there a
2 weeks ago when we mentioned how funny it would be if that rod was just floating in the air and a boat hits it later and
oh,
then sinks
no!
the ship?
But the rod should still be there.
No, because it said that...
If, like, 500 pounds or something like that.
No, it's, like 300... It's tons.
Oh, the ship is pretty big.
I think
it's
smashing
full
speed.
You fucking committed more murder.
We weren't fast enough, John.
The rod can hold up to 8,000 pounds. More weight causes the rod to deactivate and fall. I would say a ship weighs more than 8,000 pounds.
You know what? I think we're guessing that maybe the rod hit the ship. Or the ship hit the rod.
All right, let's tie a rope together, guys.
You think it's in the water at this point? Captain, can you wait like another like hour? This turned into a deep sea recovery.
Hi, for another 50 gold.
I'm just going to pass him the gold.
Pay the man, pay the man.
Much obliged. I'll be in my quarters.
Sounds like Lyra's used counting to coins, that kind of
getting drunk.
Pay the man.
Do you have some rope we could use?
5 gold.
I think you could just give us the rope.
I think you're just swindling us at this point.
And I think that you guys are breaking a contract here. I, in my generous state, have allotted you guys to extend your stay on my boat for compensation. That's how it works.
And I think since he's going to work here for a week and a half, you could allow us.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'm just going to give the dude 5 gold. I'm just going to give him 5 gold.
Hand it over.
And he trades you 100 feet of rope.
Hey, that's 300 feet.
All right. So we got, 300 feet.
There we go.
Who do you want to head on down?
I'm going to just kind of look at you two because I know both of y'all don't need to breathe air.
I probably the ones that don't need to breathe.
I can't really see very well down there.
I can see just fine.
Okay, Harold, it is.
All right, let's tie the rope up.
Putting our trust in Harold's perception rolls.
The good old anchor.
I'm proficient in it.
And that's done you very well so far.
Yeah, it has.
How are you doing this?
So I think me and Damien should work together to tie the ropes together.
Sleight of hand with advantage. Either of you.
9.
There we go. That's 1 knot. Because we have to tie how many knots here?
This is your total roll for attaching it to
Okay, so 9.
Okay.
I'm going to take a long walk, guys.
Okay, so it might also be in that wreckage. I just kind of realized that. So while you're doing that, I'm going to get into the water and explore that wreckage.
Cool, Damien's going to go suntanning, so. All
right. There we go.
You fall into the water from the wreckage, and you start descending. Gouda jumps into the water to search the wreckage.
Yeah, I'm going to swim over to the wreckage.
Kay. The non-burned wreckage.
The non-burned wreckage.
Okay.
Just start doing what I can, sifting through it, trying not to drown.
Investigation.
Okay.
Before the Herald jumps into the water, can I tell him, by the way, if you see Ned down there, bring him to me.
Okay.
21.
You're very confident that this is definitely from another boat. And as you're investigating it, you swim through and around it. You find several like caches full of goods that are now just waterlogged and useless. It does kind of seem like they tried to evacuate this boat in a hurry. And as you're swimming through it and you come out around, you realize there's wreckage from at least one other boat here.
I'd like to search that wreckage as well.
Yeah, and you find it in a similar state.
John, how many people have you killed at this point?
That's why we leveled up.
We didn't run out.
I'll get back on the boat.
Yeah?
I've searched everything, correct?
Yes, you've gone through it all, and you have not managed to find your rod.
Awesome.
You descend a few hundred feet, and you finally feel the ground beneath you. Your rope still has a bare bit of slack.
Cool. How many wreckages, like full ship wreckages, do I see down here?
You count 4. Oh,
6? No wonder the friggin' stick moved.
No wonder we leveled up.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay. I would like to walk towards the nearest one.
Roll me a investigation.
No, I do want to use this one. Motherfucker. 8.
Tough luck, my friend. You search the wreckage for probably 30, 45 minutes, and you manage to find nothing.
Damn it.
Give the rope a
ding, ding.
And they slowly start to drag you up.
There were many boats down there.
It's okay.
How many boats?
Just silently.
Oh, that's a lot. Oh. Oh.
I thought you said the sea was a great place.
It is. It's Procan's divine realm.
Procan seems like such a lovely god.
If it was meant to be, it was meant to be.
Oh, hey.
What?
I could meditate, switch my spells out, and use locate object.
Good job for figuring that out, because we were about to give up and go back.
Yeah. Describe or name an object that is familiar to you, and you sense the direction of the object's location as long as the object is within 1,000 feet.
I would argue you've seen him use it like 2 or 3 times, like
recently.
I'm pretty sure I'm familiar.
And he carries it around, so you should see it.
I watched a man burn alive with it pinning him down. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
He's so scarred from this whole thing. He's just a little nature boy. Maybe you should just keep it in the water. It's caused so much destruction already.
Just let it be forgotten. You need to come up with a name for this rod instead of just the immovable rod, just the evil fucking rod.
It's possessed. It turns all black and dark.
It's now possessed with all the souls of all the sailors and it's killed.
It just tells Guta to kill more.
Give me fresh souls, child.
So you want Zinfer to meditate, swap his spells, and cast Locate Object. I need a wisdom save from Zinfer.
Well, I have an unnatural 20.
That's perfect. You pass.
So, yeah. I'll get that one and cast it.
Yeah?
On the rod. Or what I, envision the rod. Mm-hmm. And cast the locate item spell.
As long as it's within 1,000 feet of you, right?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, God.
Nothing.
It's like, well, good news is the rod isn't in the ocean. Bad news is, someone definitely has the rod.
Maybe the gods took it from all its destruction and stuff.
It's okay. I didn't really care about it anyways. Let's go home.
You fucking serious right now?
Damn it!
You bartered a week of his life away for nothing. Or 2 weeks. 2 weeks of his life for nothing.
I hate you so much right now.
Oh, thank you.
Captain, I guess we can go back.
Well, it's about time. Halt two. Let's get to it.
Hop in two.
Perfect. And yeah, you guys manage to sail back. You come back in just as sunset hits the water there.
Beautiful.
Sure is.
That's one day.
Retire for the evening.
Yep.
Fast forward 2 weeks.
Bye. We'll see you at work, Harold. Have fun.
Do we want to take the 2 weeks, or do we just want to do the quest and then I come back and do the 2 weeks?
I mean, now hear me out on this, guys. We could just burn this boat.
I mean,
and then you don't have to work on it.
We could just charter the boat to take us to the quest we need to go to.
Mm.
That adds more weeks. I got 2 weeks for a day's back and forth. What do you think 2 weeks up the fucking canal to a cavern is going to take?
Maybe he's going up there, too. You never know.
My super passion thing's also supposed to make it free. We just offer our services. I hate your realism, David.
I think his realism was punishing me for being a murderous bastard last session.
And I got more punished for it.
Why do you guys think I'm punishing you? I'm just showing you consequences of your actions.
I didn't do shit.
Hey, don't give me the speech I give my 2-year-old.
Cocktails.
Not all the consequences are bad. Did you not get a pile of gold and a free place to stay?
But I lost my cool item.
As we arrive back, maybe we should ask the captain when he wants Harold to report for duty.
We have an obligation to the council.
Yeah, we do have prior engagements with the council that we need to get started on. But, we do also have our standing contract with you and our friend here.
Right. And how long do you need to be going away for the council? I ain't looking across those assholes.
I mean, it's just a couple days journey to the Lizard Folk Lair and a couple days back, probably a day to be there and do whatever they need done. So 5 days?
A week?
Let's say a week.
Start next week.
Thumbs up.
Cool.
Never comes back.
I say your character's gonna die.
That's what happened to the last one. The Dragonborn owed that freaking shopkeep for the damaged cart, and then he freaking died.
Yep. That was beautiful. We didn't have to pay him back for the cart
after
that.
That's why you never lend to adventurers.
Well, I was just thinking maybe there would be like some supplies we should look at picking up for our journey.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I need an explorer's pack.
Some healing potions might be a good idea.
Yep. I also need a new quarterstaff. I need everything.
I mean, you could probably take a day to walk, hike back up to the house and grab your bag. Unless Ned took it.
Well, I don't want to go all the way back there. Just to have it, like, be gone or damaged or, you know, something like that.
Okay, I have a few vague ideas. What is it you guys want to do?
So I actually want to buy my stuff back.
You want to do some shopping?
Yeah, I want to buy my
stuff.
Do
some D&D shopping.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I just lost two of my background features with my stuff.
Why?
two of the items I start with for my background are maps I've made of my own travels.
Okay.
And a piece of jewelry in the craft style of my own culture.
Hmm. Wouldn't you be wearing it?
You set all this stuff down.
Yeah. I didn't want to have it, you know, get damaged or dirty in the burnt house, so I took it all off.
Does your character feel any kind of connection to that?
I don't think so.
The more I move towards becoming a true monk, the less of an attachment I feel towards my material possessions.
Okay. So he wants to do some shopping. What kind of shopping do you want to do?
So I need to find myself a quarterstaff and an explorer's pack.
Explorer's pack? Okay. So, is that it? What kind of quarterstaff do you want? You want a wood one? You want a metal one?
I want one of the plus one variety.
You want a plus one?
I mean, my character would probably be looking for a simple wooden quarterstaff.
So let's say...
Or an oar.
An oar.
Or an oar.
So you happen to be... Let's say you do a bit of shopping. You wander around from store to store. And you manage to put together your pack yourself via several stores. And you just rebuild it. How much is an explorer's pack worth?
About 50 gold, I believe.
Is it 50 gold? That seems steep.
It's 10.
Yeah.
For an explorer's pack?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Cool. So 10 gold pieces from you.
Okay.
And you have all of your basic stuff back.
Yep. And then how much does an ore set me back?
So for a weapon, you don't really find anything in the stores that you're wandering through. You found some walking sticks, but one swing of this thing and it's snapping in half. So as you're wandering through town, you get curious about a very clean-looking blacksmith stand. Even it's not even a shop. There's just one lone dwarf, looking greasy, all braided up beard, swinging away at some stuff, and you wander on over.
Okay.
Yeah. And he takes notice of you, kind of looks you up and down. Boy. You know we only do weapons here, right?
Uh huh.
And you don't look like much of a fighter.
Ah, I am.
Whatever, gold is gold. Uh-huh. What can I do for you?
I need a stick.
Stick? Can you be more specific?
Get an oar.
Uh-huh. And I'm gonna motion with my hand, you know, about the height of a quarterstaff.
That's weird. Had some bloke come through here with one of those the other day. Fancy metal one.
Uh-huh.
Had me reforge it. Fucking never came back.
Can I see it?
It's rather useless now, but yeah, I think I got it somewhere back here.
Oh, no.
And as he's digging through some shit, he starts throwing some swords just behind him, and you're kind of like playing a little dodge game. And you hear the chinking of some metal, and he's like, aha! And he pulls out about 3 feet of chain attached to a small anchor. And he goes, right, so this fella said something about some immovable metal. Thought I'd make a cool anchor. Never came and got it.
Thought I'd make a good anchor.
Got him.
Damn.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
That's rough.
I don't even know what to fucking do with this.
Take it!
I don't suppose you want to take it off my hands. It's rather useless to me. Ain't no one gonna buy this.
So, it is literally an anchor.
The immovable anchor.
Is this anchor a monk weapon?
I don't know.
He starts swinging it.
I'm gonna take it.
But there's no button anymore.
The immovable
20
anchor.
Gold?
Oh.
20 gold.
Okay, wait. When you say anchor, are we talking full ship size anchor?
No, it's a smaller anchor.
Almost like a handheld?
You ever get those, like, you ever go out on the lake in, like, a rowboat or whatever?
Do I look like I go out anywhere?
Yeah, it's more like a grappling hook.
Large grappling hook.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Oh, the things I'm going to do with this.
You should tie it, start swinging it.
Is the button on the anchor, or is the button where I hold it?
Button's on the chain.
Oh, the
so
dirty
the
things
end,
I'm going to do with this.
There's a small bit of gripping area for you, and there's the switch. Immovable anchor.
What are my stats on this thing?
How about you do some training and attuning, and we'll talk about it.
Real question is, who the heck took it?
I don't care. I got it back, and it's like 1,000 times cooler than it was before.
Anyone can get an immovable rod.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Only I can have the immovable anchor.
Oh my gosh.
How long is the chain?
You have 5 feet of reach.
Okay.
An extra 5 feet. So what does that make it? 10 feet?
10 foot total?
Yep.
Okay. This is going to be pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, David. I appreciate this.
Okay.
All right.
What's up, guys?
Lyra needs to go, looking at how kind of like easily some of us went down in that last encounter, Lyra's going to like kind of think proactively and going to like look for like some potions.
Sure.
Go to an apothecary.
Wandering around town, you haven't noticed anything like any specific kind of apothecary, but there's been one building that's kind of caught your eye. It looks fairly fancy kind of shop. So you figure, what the heck? You go wandering in, and inside you find probably a medium-sized shop adorned with just magical items and potions and everything that you can find. And as a small bell goes off and you enter the building, are you alone, by the way?
Unless anyone else is going to come with me.
No.
Nah.
Okay. A female tiefling, young, comes walking out from the back.
Oh, hello, darling.
Oh, hello. Welcome. What can I do for you today?
Well, I really love your building, first of all.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Your
I worked very hard on it.
Interior design is just on point.
Oh,
I love it.
It's just too kind, really.
I'm actually in the market for, you know, some of the potions and stuff that you kind of need when you're on the road in case you kind of get injured, you know?
Do I ever... step right this way, and we can help you out.
You want me to go?
Come on. She beckons you over to a shelf.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. I thought she was, like, coming to the back room
come
or something.
Come on, baby. She leads you to a center shelf where it's mostly just display, but you see different kinds of healing potions scaling from basic to great. And, we offer your basic variety of healing potions right here. Feel free to take a look around, and anything that you need, we'll be happy to retrieve it from you from the back.
Sure, sure. About how much do they run scaling?
Oh, you know, we don't try to overcharge much around here. Business is good business, you know what I mean? So your basic healing potion coming at about 50 gold.
How much gold do we have left?
560-something.
Yeah, you only spent like 30 gold.
So if I got... 3? That'd be 150. Would that be a good investment, you think?
Maybe 4, one for each of us.
Or they're 2d8, right?
That'd be 5, would be one for each of us.
Right.
Because, you know.
Maybe 5. Get 5.
5.
One for each of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. We'll just get 5 of your basics, please.
Of course, darling. I'll be right back. And she comes back out with a small crate for you, filled with all 5 of your potions there.
Yeah, so after she comes back out with the healing potions, I'm just going to be like, so, in Neverwinter, where I'm from, there's this drink that we like to get that the bars have mastered there. And I don't know if maybe it's made it here, but it's kind of pumpkin-y and kind of spicy at the same time. And do you have anything that might... work like that? I mean, I'm happy to make my own, but if you have any herbs or anything that might kind of... I might be able to kind of cobble something together, do you think?
I'm sorry, are you asking for a pumpkin latte?
Actually, yes.
Darling, I simply die for those. I'll tell you what, come back here tomorrow morning and I will make sure to have a special supply for you. I'm somewhat of a procurer of special goods myself.
Oh.
For the right price?
Sensing some shade here.
Shit's going now.
Well,
no, shit's going down.
Let's start with the latte, and maybe we can go from there.
Come see me tomorrow.
Okay.
Secretly, it's a hostel.
Did you take out the 250?
Yes.
Perfect.
So we have 215 gold remaining.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That ends my shopping trip. I'm excited.
Okay. Anyone else want to do anything specific?
How about Zinfer not having a concept of trade will wander around town examining the animals there, trying to find a riding horse, just because that would be useful as a animal shape.
This is a little difficult, and you are shooed off from several farms on the outside of town there, and every time you go wandering up to one, several of the neighbors will come out and shoo you away. But yeah, you do manage to observe a few horses and everything. Yeah.
I was going to say, you got his wild shape into a smaller animal and go observe the horse.
That's what I was thinking. I'm going to be like, be a squirrel and sneak into their house. But yeah, I just figured that in it, case of an emergency, being able to transform into a horse would be...
Oh, you want
to
add that to your B shape.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, do it. I think that's in your CR range, right?
Should be.
Riding horse? I believe so.
Riding horse, 1/4. What are we doing? So Zinfer here was wandering around checking out some horses.
Anyone else have any shopping or anything they want
to
do?
I guess the Herald will head down to the dock and just try and like figure out what the fuck is going on. It's been 5 days now since he's exited, like about five days
since I exited the ocean.
Since he exited the ocean, he still has no clue what his purpose is. He has these flashes of like these creatures, actually. I'd like to try and find like a charcoal and parchment or something and try and draw what the fuck these creatures looked like. So you can maybe ask around, what the fuck are these?
Just imagining this big like Warforged dude just walking up with a Crayola picture of a octopus.
What is this? I don't know what this creature is. Can you tell me what it is?
It's a fucking, like, stick figure. or even ask around the docks, like, he knows that Valkyr is a thing, and he knows that he can kind of talk to him. He knows that he's angry for some reason, but he doesn't know Valkyr. So maybe I'll ask around the docks about some backstory on...
They're not, like, bros.
Yeah, like,
I know Valkyr rose me from the depths and stuff, but, I don't know who he is. Do you guys know who he is? Kind of shy about it.
After an afternoon of poking around the docks, asking about stuff, trying to intervene, you have gathered that the day has not gone well for these fishermen. They've had a poor catch. As such, they are in piss-poor moods, and absolutely none of them are willing to entertain you.
Okay.
Harold is now sad.
You do wander around enough to hear a few rumors about... a tiefling that runs a magic shop around here.
Okay.
You hear a few things here or there, some outrageous stuff. The one that's stuck in your head was of something about trying to buy crocodile skulls. And mostly a sense of distrust towards her.
Okay. I'm not doing anything with my day, so I guess I'll go and check out this tiefling magic shop.
Cool. Okay. You wander on into the shop just as your elemental friend is exiting.
What's up?
Oh, the Herald. Oh my gosh, this lady that runs this shop, the nicest, sweetest woman I've ever met. She, listen. She's going to get me pumpkin spice. Can you imagine that? Oh my gosh.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, Harold. Okay, when I get it tomorrow, I'll make sure to get extra for you.
I've only been like alive for
six days
now.
Yeah, a week. I know. Sorry. it is a delicacy in Neverwinter. When we are back at when I get it tomorrow, you are having some. We're all gonna have some. I'm gonna get it enough for everybody.
Oh, okay.
But if you need anything from her, you just tell her you're with me with Lyra. Okay. And she'll take care of you.
Got it.
And I'm going to happily, excitedly. Lyra's going straight to bed so she can wake up in the morning and get her latte.
Okay.
You don't understand. Lyra's night routine takes forever.
Yeah. So upon approaching the shop, you do take notice that it is a very nice, neat-looking shop. Kind of a little fancier than the others. And when you enter, you take note that the shelves are lined with what look like very wondrous magical items. And as you enter, a small bell dings, and a tiefling comes walking out from the back. And she catches your eye and goes, oh, hello.
Hi.
Ah, what can I do for you?
Your stuff is very cool.
Ah, yes. Thank you for that. I consider myself quite a professional purveyor of goods.
Cool. So I've basically spent the whole day down at the docks trying to find some stuff out, and your name kept getting brought up about weird stuff.
Oh, the silly sailors. If you haven't noticed, and I'm sure you have, they don't take too kindly to those who don't really look like them.
Yeah, I decided to actively ignore that part, because that's kind of shit.
Yeah, they're not my biggest fans. But tell me, what can I do for you?
For one thing, I'm trying to... So, it's very difficult for me to explain. I've only been, I guess, alive for like 6 days now. I don't know my name. I am some kind of herald for a deity called Valkyr. And I don't know who that is. All I know is I can kind of communicate with him sometimes. Do you know anything?
I'm sorry, sweetie. I don't really dabble in gods or greater beings. Most of them have, they don't really do much for me in this life. So what do I owe them?
That's fair.
But I am happy to help you if you see anything that catches your eye here.
Well, the other thing is, so I have no memories of, I guess, my previous life, save these random flashes. I see boats burning, swords clashing, and these weird, creepy creatures, and I need help identifying them.
Well, I can't say I'd be much help in that department, but, I guess if you could show me, do my best.
Do you have a charcoal and paper?
Yes, she gives you stuff.
What do you want me to try and depict the creatures I see?
Performance.
Okay. That's a 23.
Extra not. Your drawing is almost autonomous.
Yay!
Yeah, it's damn near perfect. And even as you finish it, you shudder a little bit at the sight of this creature again. And you go to show her. And she just kind of stares at it and she goes, nope, sorry, honey. It's a pretty good drawing, though.
I'm adding that to my inventory, though. Perfect picture of evil creature. And so I guess lastly,
thank you for your attempts at help. The only question I guess I have left is... Can you identify any of the markings on my arm? They kind of glow sometimes when I do stuff.
She immediately begins investigating your arm. And after a little under a minute, she smiles and she goes, this appears to be magical. If you were able to leave it with me, I could investigate it for you.
I'm worried.
Also, you're particularly attached to it.
I would like to roll insight on her motivations in asking this. That's a 3.
Well,
you are damn sure excited to finally know what this arm does. You do not hesitate.
So should I just kind of go into rest mode here while you look at it, or should I try and... I don't know how to detach my arm from my body, so...
She examines it for you, and she goes, well, you know, it does appear to be just an extra obelisk-type attachment, so I think if you just focus real hard... And it literally falls to the ground.
Boom. Neat.
And, yeah, I think if you you give me 24 hours with this, I could sort something out for you. I'll give you this one time for free since you're just such a sweet, sweet, what are you?
Sweet being.
I've heard grumblings that I am a war forged.
Huh. Well, you're a big fella, that's for sure.
Yes.
So, yeah, just wander on back in here tomorrow and we'll get you all sorted out here.
Okie dokie.
You guys find yourselves coming to the end of your day and turning in for the evening, one by one. Zimfer, as you arrive at the inn, you are approached by the bartender who has left you a letter. The letter is from Lyra's master? The leader? Priest?
Yeah,
High priest, yeah. The letter is from the high priest saying that he has conferred with Procan, and he believes they have found a way to solve the blights that plague your forest. And that's where we're going to end it.
Hey there, Yetis. Thanks for listening to another episode of the show. We here at oneuppodcast.com have a lot of other great shows that we are going to be bringing you soon. We want you guys to check out our website, oneuppodcast.com, for more information. Also, be sure to follow the show on Twitter at arewedeadyetpod. Be sure to tweet at us using the hashtag Yetis, and we'll try and use your name as an NPC in an upcoming episode. Until next time, keep rolling dice. We'll see you soon. Bye.